Nope. Cut it. Don't want to hear my favorite Friday song. Nope. KK, cut it off. Nope. I don't want it associated with what I have to tell you. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I mentioned it earlier in the week. And I said, what is he up to? Oh, by the way, it's the Monica J Show. I knew that this is what he was going to do. So he could get back home to Las Vegas and not be at the state capitol when he did this. Today's the day. Governor Sisolak is going to sign and not veto AB 291. The October 1st bill. Even though we got out there, we made the phone calls, we made the opposition known. Massive, massive public opposition that did not stop the actions funded by out-of-state donations. Oh, pfft, out-of-state donations. Bloomberg. Bloomberg and his millions and the Democrats from the southern part of the state receiving campaign contributions, get this through. It's not about saving lives. All these red flag laws. Sisolak's going to do it today. From the comfort of his supporters in Las Vegas. Not up here in the Capitol where he saw the most opposition. Because he's a coward. And he's not for the people of Nevada. He is not for the state constitution. He is not for the U.S. Constitution. What happened to swearing ins where you say that's what you swear to uphold and protect? Not this governor, not our governor. What do we do? Continue the recall process. Yeah, it's out there, and it is going, and it is not going to stop. No matter how many times they try, no matter how many rules they change with the recall process, fight for Nevada. Log on to the website, fightfornevada.com. If you are anywhere in the area of Elko this weekend, make sure that you go to the rally. Big fundraiser and rally this weekend. It's going to be there in Empower Fitness, if you know the area. That's highway, it's off of Highway 227, Spring Creek, Nevada. Rally starts at 1 o'clock. It is so important that we send a message to him. No matter if you think it's going to work or not, he needs to hear the message loud and clear that you can throw as many obstacles in our path, but it's still going to happen. Fightfornevada.com. If you're in the Elko area, this weekend, the 16th, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Empower Fitness. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie just sent me a nice little thing there. Sisolak needs to know that we are not going to stand for this. And he can't hide out in Las Vegas with all of his buddies. If we are going to make change, then we need to make change. And for all you say, oh, it's a waste of time, blah, 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 spend your money on 2020. You know what? We're going to be doing both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can do both very easily. So sick of people's rights being trampled. So sick of people not respecting other businesses, the mom and pop shops. It's like we talked about the Stagecoach Market, which actually I started getting a few questions and comments about how people can help. And so, you know, Stagecoach Market, if you want to help out AJ, there is a Facebook page. I know there are people who don't necessarily like Facebook, but it's what we have right now. Okay? It's what we have. Help out AJ. I mean, he had a dream. He put money into his business. And this is how he gets treated. Access cut off. Things happening in the area that, you know, big guys coming in. Oh, by the way, had a call the other day. Rumors. This is how rumors get started. So there was a rumor going around, or is going around, that there's going to be a big Toyota thing going on in Spanish Springs. I contacted my friend. Let me pull up her comments here. We got a lot of good people out there. So she says, let's see, what did I send her? Would you please use your expertise and see what's happening in Silver Springs and a possible Toyota plant, a Toyota, you know, center? She immediately on it. No, not happening. Sorry, and nothing major down the pike yet. There was gossip of a Walmart in Dayton, but nothing even in the pipeline on either. Guaranteed. So, I trust her on that. So this is where, if you live in Silver Springs now, it's up to you to follow along what's happening in the community. If you live in Silver Springs, make sure that you are watching any changes. If you see public notice signs go up, if you hear of a planning commission meeting for that area. If you are really concerned, if you live in the Spanish Springs area, if you are really concerned about the growth in Stagecoach and Dayton, wherever you live, then it's called participation. You have to start going to these meetings and seeing what people are up to. We're going to talk with Don Totrow next week. He's the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. We're going to talk about development. Hopefully, he'll have some good insight for us. If you want to see what I'm talking about, head on out to Stagecoach. Check out the market there and how they're arranging things. You know, originally AJ had two entrances. They put that down to one. Now with putting barriers and a frontage road up, now he's down to one entrance and you have to go all the way down and then turn, make a U-turn. Just, you need gas to get in there. Huh. Making it inconvenient to get into a business. What do people do? I've got a little bit of gas left. I'll just keep going until there's a convenient place that I can pull in and get gas. Interesting how people work. Interesting how public officials work. Interesting how people pass the buck that, oh, no, that's not our responsibility. We as county commissioners don't handle the libraries. We don't handle that board. Really? Then how do people get onto boards? Interesting at times that people in elected positions and responsibilities don't either know what they're in charge of and what they should be doing, or don't even pay attention. Perfect example. I know it's a federal example, but perfect example. Maxine Waters asking all of these big bankers about the tuition. Not the tuition, the student loans. Not even realizing that the federal government took over the student loans years ago. They're not paying attention, so we need to. I know. It's the weekend. I cut off your favorite song, Partyin', Partyin'. But it's just a reality check that at some point we have to stop partying and have to stop worrying about all of the fun that we have in life and make sure we pay attention to what the elected officials are doing. Just like Denise says, in this whole trial for the residents with the city of Reno from out in Lemon Valley, the class action lawsuit. It's amazing what she's learning now that city officials actually knew about years ago. I'm going to come back with that topic in just a minute because that reminds me of our sewer system. Just a lot of, well, you know. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910. Just putting the word out there for Carson City folks next week, next Thursday. You got a lot of zoning changes coming up on the Board of Supervisors meeting that they're having, so might be something you want to look into. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you want to shoot me a quick email, just going over a few things here. Did you know that Governor Ron DeSantis will sign legislation today to ban so-called sanctuary cities in Florida? Big controversial issue in Florida, but it was a top priority for the governor. Our governor today we'll be signing the horrendous red flag laws bill. Some people call it October 1st bill, 1 October, because of the shooting at the music festival. Wow. That's how this governor works. Did want to let you know something, though, because you're probably not going to hear this, or at least this version of it, on national media. You want to follow a really good organization if you are concerned about illegal immigration. Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's called FAIR. Check it out. FAIRUS.org. And I'm going to tell you what they're saying about the new White House border czar in just a minute. Because when I throw out those phone lines and you call, it's your time. 884-9910. Let's go to those lines and check in with Gary this morning. Hi, Gary. What would you like to talk about?
Well, good morning. I heard you talking about the gentleman that had his store bypassed just due to the fencing and so forth on the highway.
Yes, the Stagecoach Market.
Yes, well, there's such thing as... constructive condemnation. If the state or feds or somebody bypasses or makes your entrance way untenable or so forth, and you've suffered damage or so forth, there's a legal term, constructive condemnation, that he should check on that, and people have prevailed on that in many cases.
Constructive condemnation. All right. I am going to send that to AJ and the people that are supporting him, because that's basically what they're doing, and he has lost a lot of money, and his business is way down because of the way that they've constructed this.
Well, the first case that ever won that went to the Supreme Court, and it was a case of a hotel in downtown Dallas. They built a beltway around Dallas, and effectively took the interstate highway or the highway along the front of his property away. So all the people were driving around the beltway in Dallas, and they didn't even know his hotel was downtown.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad we've got some. You know, Gary, I'm glad you're following this, because that's great information, and I'm sure that they appreciate, because he's not the only business that this is happening to. There's also the little plaza down there with the other shops, and, you know, this isn't going to be the last time that it happens either. So, Gary, really appreciate that call.
Here's another thing. The school's been out now for about a week, and that's some of the school zones still have their yellow lights blinking.
Really?
Yes. I'm wondering if I go through at 40 miles an hour or 35 miles an hour in the school zone, if I get a ticket and there's no school, even though the light's blinking, do I still have to pay the ticket?
Oh, you know you do, because they're, you know, that's how they get their money. So it's like, well, it's just like when you go through a construction zone, everything's shut down, there's no construction workers. Yeah, you're still going to get a ticket if you go speeding through there. That's how they, you know, justify it. So,
well, all right. Well, you have a public service announcement on at 5:45 that says, be careful, the school zones, the kids are out and so forth, and this just happened yesterday, and school's been out a week. So you need to tell Gary to get that ad off the radio.
Oh, like Jerry listens to what I say, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Put it on me.
Bye-bye.
Gary, you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling. You know what? I want to make somebody else smile just like Gary made me smile. So right now, let's go to the phone lines at 884-8000, 884-8000, and caller number 5, because I like caller number 5. I always like that number. You are going to get a beautiful red and white MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, you know, that big trigger there, and a dozen delicious donuts from Doughboys Donuts, just for being caller number 5 at 884-8000. So good luck to you. Let's go to the other phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Monty this morning, see what Monty would like to talk about. Hi, Monty. How you doing?
Good, Monica. It was a pleasure to see you, and it's nice to see Martin again for years and years and years. But anyway, I wanted to ask about the red flag law. How many law enforcement officers and military people are going to lose their jobs over this? Because people are going to think they're all kookadoo.
You know, that's a good question. It
I
really is.
Never thought of
and
this. I mean, the first time you walk into a therapist, they're going to say, you're nutso. Bye-bye. Here you go.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's also a setup for coming down the pike for our veterans.
Because that was
an issue before, that, you know, they want to take away the firearms from aging veterans who, you know, have protected this country. They support and protect the Second Amendment right. Yet as you get older, you know, so they've already tried that, and they thought, we can't just go in and take them away. We need somebody to help us do this. So we'll put these into bills now, because, you know, this is not the only state that has these floating around.
I know, but I don't think it was well thought out. I don't think anybody's talked about it. I don't think anybody's really put anything together on this, because I got law enforcement officers. I mean, I could probably sit down the street and point, and they need to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I love law enforcement. Do not think that this is a bash on law enforcement or anything like that. But, you know, there have been domestic disputes between law officers and their wives.
I know,
how does that...
I'm just wondering how many military guys and how many... Because you've got ex-wives and ex-partners and ex-everything that come after them every which way they can go.
Yep.
And then you
got attorneys. Exactly.
And you're going to talk to, like, normal people like you and I. We walk into an attorney when we have an issue, and the first thing I do is go through their list. Well, first, go get this. Second, go get that. Third, go get this. And fourth, do the red flag law, yep. And then strip everybody of everything.
Yep. And we know that's what Bloomberg wants. You know, that's what the more powerful than us, Monty, we know that that's what they want. They want us disarmed. So, all right. Thank you so much. It was great seeing you at the rally, too. So thank you for calling in today. 99.1 KKFT. Yes, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And, I was going to do my little thing on, yes, on illegal immigration, but I'll get to that in a minute because Vance is on the line at 884-9910. So let's check in with Vance. Hey, Vance, what do you want to talk about?
Well, your screen, I can't remember his name. Anyway, your screen reminded me, remember who you are based on the last time. Anyways, the red flag laws, early on when you started out, I referred you to a website, VonCampy.com. Have you gone to that and read what he had to say in his warning for America?
Not all the way through, but yeah, I've picked up on stuff for it, and yeah, it's
okay.
True.
and then, well, read all the way through it. Anybody listening, VonCampy.com, Warning for America. Go read it.
How do you spell
that colors my attitude
Campy
towards Democrats? C.
How do you spell
Charlie
Campy?
Alpha. Okay, Charlie Alpha, Mike. Papa Echo.
Okay.
Now, what gives this guy credibility is he was a repentant. After the war, after World War II, he had a paradigm change, and he is a repentant, or was, he died in 2012, repentant Hitler youth. And if I've got to make an assessment on, or a comparison, the people I go to are the people who lived it, and he lived it. Now,
yeah.
With regards to the red flag laws, regards to all these gun laws, period. And I showed you that book, Gateway to Tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Like laws are in that book. Those laws were drafted up when Nazis were being elected to the Bundestag, and they had allies that helped them push those laws through, even though the Nazis did some wonderful things to those allies afterwards. When Hitler got into power. But anyways, if there is any justification, I tell you what, that is holding us responsible for actions that you and I are not responsible for, as like the prosecution of the Jews, as far as I'm concerned. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is more, you're not going to like hearing this, maybe, but there is more justification based on Hilmar von Campy and others that went through that experience that I've ran into over the past 40-some-odd years, off and on, for holding the Democrats responsible for what the Nazis did.
Absolutely.
Now,
and what frustrates me the most is they keep calling law-abiding and American-loving people like Trump, they keep calling people like him Nazis, when it's really the Democrats' actions that are the same leading up to World War II, removing the rights and removing the the arms, the guns, from American citizens.
Right. And like I said, I can justify holding the Democrats responsible based on all these people that I've run into, all these people's brains who I've picked over the last four and a half decades, responsible for what the Nazis did. Then you got Dinesh D'Souza, who made the connection also.
Yeah. Yeah. Dinesh D'Souza, you know, being an immigrant legally into this country, he is the most probably patriotic American I've ever listened to. But Vance, I got to get a couple other things in. And what's the name of the guy that people need to look up? And just look this stuff up for yourself, because really,
okay,
this is history. Okay. This is the things they don't want you to see.
Okay, he has an interview. It's up on YouTube. Hilmar Von Campy, Charlie Alpha Mike Papa Echo Campy. All right, and then his website, vaughncampy.com. The specific article that I referred you to was Warning for America, but you go all the way back to his articles on his website in the archives from 1998 and read all the way up there. Every once in a while, he mentions the Democrats and the Nazi tie-in, not just with that
one. Yeah, people smarter than us saw it coming. So, Vance, thank you so much, and I hope people really go and check that out. Because it's important. Like I've said to you 1,000 times, if we don't know history, we are bound to repeat it. And that's why the Democrats are trying to erase history. This isn't new. This is something that, why do you think that the last administration entered us into that UN firearms pack? Okay? Why do you think this president got us out of it? These are important things that you need to know. Ryan, seriously? I went to your page on 991.1. No, it's just 991fmtalk.com, and I couldn't find the websites you're constantly yakking about. I don't yak, Ryan. It's easy. If you want to find, like, Washoe Rap and Nevada Family Alliance, everything like that, just go to 991fmtalk.com, go over into the schedule, or you can just click on, you know, who's on now, and then you'll see my little picture there, says Monica J. Show. Click on that, and then there's my page. It's how you can get a hold of me through social media. It's how you can, there's my bio there. I got to shorten that thing up. My God, I thought I was writing a biography about myself. And there's just a whole bunch of websites there that I like to go to, and I'm going to have to put the Von Campy there too. These are things you have to pay attention to. And I love this because you are not going to see this in the mainstream media. And I want you to remember the name also. Thomas Homan, okay? Talk about being the right man for the right job. I have to add FAIR to that list of websites. It's FAIR, F-A-I-R. What that stands for is Federation for American Immigration Reform. So, go onto their website. And this statement was actually issued by Dan Stein, who's the president of the Federation, in response to President Trump's surprise announcement that former acting ICE director and current Fox News contributor, I love this man. When he talks, it's incredible. Thomas Homan, he is going to be the new White House border czar. Call him that. He has a great set of skills, experience. He oversaw the task force for restoring order and the rule of law at the border. He is a career law enforcement officer, and has pretty much dedicated his entire professional life to carrying out laws fairly and in the interest of our nation that he has sworn to protect. That's where I was getting to earlier, before all you people had to start calling. That's where I was getting to earlier, that here's Governor Sisolak taking away our rights that he has been sworn to protect. And here this gentleman is going to protect them. And you know what? Just like Bill Barr came out of retirement to be our AG, Mr. Homan is actually delaying his retirement now because he knows what a critical challenge addressing this national crisis is. He doesn't need any on-the-job training. He's prepared. He's ready to go. He's going to hit the ground running. And he is going to end the massive abuses of these policies that the Democrats are putting in place. And he is going to establish control over America's borders. So thank you again, Mr. President, for doing the right thing when it comes to protecting this country and the American citizens. You know, there's so much BS going on right now in D.C. that I want you to do something for yourself and make a point that is going to be very easy. Democrats are on Trump now because of the executive orders and everything for the whole census thing. Because he wants on there the question, are you an American citizen? And they say, no, we can't have that. We'll lose track of people. Trust me, those people ain't filling out the census anyway. So here we go. If you get your census in the mail coming up or any time, I want you to just write on there, proud American citizen. If you're a naturalized citizen, put the date. Put proud American citizen as of, and then put the date. Thank you for loving this country enough to want to become a naturalized citizen. If you were born and bred here, just put on there, proud American citizen, family came over on the Mayflower, whatever you want. Just say, you know, whatever you to the Democrats and be proud of who you are and put it right there on the census. And show them that, yeah, it's okay to say I'm an American citizen and have record of it. It's okay to use an ID at the polls to prove I'm an American citizen. I'll take one of those voter ID cards. No problem. Saying it discriminates against people is just a slap in the face to every race, to every person out there. For Democrats to say, that's discrimination. You can't have force people to have an ID. We have IDs for everything. Just let us do it. They're just throwing up that discrimination thing again to make you feel bad. It's how they get their way. It's like when a baby cries and you just stuff a piece of candy in its mouth. Or no, actually, you shouldn't do that with babies. Candy, not good for them. Stick a pacifier in their mouth. There you go. That's good. See, I'm not a parent. I don't know. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. We're going to wrap up here, coming back at 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, woohoo! 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines. Nah, I'm not going to give you the line right now because actually I want to talk to you for a minute. Make sure you email me this weekend if you've got anything that you've got coming up or you want to talk about. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We've got big shows next week. Michael Clark, our county assessor, doing some amazing work. He's going to be on Monday. We're going to have Bob Conrad from This Is Reno. And I got her to do it. My little sister from Big Brothers Big Sisters just graduated the eighth grade. She's also going to be with us because Bob and Nessa and I are going to be talking about the Washoe County School District. From, well, Imagine that. A student's point of view. Love it. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking to Don Tatro, who is the, Don, I hope I'm saying that right. Tatro, the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Got another one of these heart-wrenching emails that I'm going to send out to you or tell you. I was sad when you read that letter from a couple that are moving back to South Carolina because of the Californication of Nevada. We just visited a state near South Carolina that was nice, conservative, and a lower cost of living. When we came back, I realized that while we were out and about in a very touristy area, we never saw any homeless people. And nobody asked us for money. Can't say that about Reno. I'm planning on retiring there instead of here. Due in a few years, we too will leave Nevada. Sad what this state has become. My prediction is that Nevada will have an income tax within 10 years. Love your show. Thanks, Pierre. Pierre, I am so sad that you feel that way and that you're going to be retiring someplace else other than here. Because I really want to retire here. When I moved here in the first place, my husband and I have had multiple opportunities to leave the area. And we don't want to. We love the people, we love the surroundings, we love the opportunities. But if we don't stop the Californication of Nevada, then, yeah, I guess we'll have to go find that other place that don't let the homeless just wander and do whatever they want because you tell law enforcement not to enforce the laws or, you know, do what needs to be done. Or the city or the county doesn't do what needs to be done. Not just Reno, not just Sparks, but Carson City and other places. Las Vegas. Whew. Think we got it bad here. And that's sad. I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry that you feel that way, Pierre. I know you're not alone. But like I said, unless we stop this, unless we stop what's going on with Sisolak, big rally out in Elko, these rallies aren't going to stop. We're going to have them all around the state. Okay, there's going to be one in Reno. There's going to be one in Las Vegas. The one this weekend is in Elko. If you want to go, Empower Fitness, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Take a nice Sunday drive across this state. See what's going on for yourself. Drive out to Lemon Valley. See what's going on for yourself. Go head downtown. Yesterday, I threw it out there. I was going to the movie. Taking my little sister to the movies. Had fun. Came out. We were heading back to the parking garage. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any spare cash? No. All I use is credit cards. Every single time I've been downtown. One guy standing there asking me for money. There's another guy sitting there with a sign asking for money. Where does it stop? I truly want you to have a great weekend, but you have to look at what's going on around you and what you want for your kids and what you want out of life. I know I'm doing one of my, you know, soapbox things here, but you look at any Democrat-run state, city, county, how many millions of dollars they're in debt and what kind of holes they actually are, like Detroit, San Francisco, L.A., New York. And you tell me that the Democrats have the right ideas. What can I say? We got to do something. Have a weekend. Great weekend. Know I'm thinking about you.